What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't see. Stop getting on Minka's case for no interceptions in 25 games. You guys that don't watch the All-22, you don't know how important he is to the Steelers' defense. And I'm not accusing Chris of this now, but it's just funny that now that the season is over and he's been traded, like, the Steelers' position seems to be the same one all the fans had.
Well, hold on a second.
Which is, you need to make big plays if you're getting paid that amount of money.
Which is true. Did Chris Carter and others who did that same level of posting or style of posting do that? This is an honest question. Another chicken in the egg. Did, like, Terrell Austin say Minka's actually doing things that aren't showing up? Just go watch the film.
Yeah, and the then coaches did that.
But
of course they did.
But I'm asking, did those guys only start crunching the film through that lens once the coaches started saying that to sort of excuse Minka's
play? Oh, I don't know.
Only did it after the coaches started saying it, don't you think that matters in this discussion?
Why? Because they just wanted to, like,
well, the coaches are throwing the breadcrumb out, and then, okay, you're going to get a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to get confirmation bias. Somebody already told you this is happening. By the way, you played that cam clip. I kind of hypothesized when you put the blind item out there, a veteran that got into it with Minka, I thought it might be Cam.
Yep.
I have to walk that back, because I don't think Cam would have BS'd people on his podcast in those terms. I think I have to walk back and say either Cam is a phenomenal diplomat in that setting, or it was a different veteran on this team who was getting into it with Minka.
Jeremy Fowler is going to join us in 15 minutes with more thoughts on this trade, the likelihood of a Watt deal, what the Schefter tweet, how Jeremy, who runs in the same circles, what he thought of it. Also, we've had Doran say on the station that he thinks another move is coming. Is Jeremy hearing the same things? Now, here is Ray Fittipaldo on Minka Fitzpatrick being the root of the problem for the Steelers defensively last year.
Guys like Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen were not on the same page as Minka Fitzpatrick all the time. When Deshaun and Patrick were talking about the miscommunication and guys not doing their job, maybe they were talking about guys like Cam Sutton and others. But if you would watch the tape and you would see what they were talking about after the Chiefs game where Minka got beat to the flat, just seemed like if you pay close attention, that there were issues there with the communication and maybe things had run its course with Minka being a centerpiece to this football team. So
what is your theory that they were talking about him?
I think at least partly. I think some of that might have been Cam Sutton, but I think a lot of that, yes, was Minka Fitzpatrick.
A lot of it was Minka. Just not trusting the game plan. Why? Because he didn't like the way he fit into the game plan. He basically went rogue. He basically went and did his own thing.
If you want to go run afoul of Mike, or to be fair, almost any coach in football, go rogue. Don't follow the game plan. Do what you want to do. There are very few players who've ever been given permission, Troy is one of them, to just kind of do what you see and act on it. Probably Ed Reed, too. And that was in a healthy way. If Minka's just like, I'm ticked off, I'm going to do it my way, and I don't really care what happens, that's going to alienate you immediately from the whole coaching staff, from most of your teammates, because you make the rest of them look bad. And because you're one of the highest paid guys, you're one of the last names that's going to get brought up in the moment as being the one who screwed up.
Donnie, we heard Hayward sound very conflicted on this. Is that how you feel, or do you think that there's a clear winner and loser in what happened with this trade?
I do think the Steelers won out here. I mean, we could honestly probably look at the Ramsey and Fitzpatrick part of it and think of it more so as a wash. I do think it's fair to point that Ramsey didn't have it. It's not like he had a bad season in 2024. Is he at the peak of his career? No, but he isn't coming off like a terrible year or anything. Cornerback is always going to be more valuable than safety.
He was better than average last year by most of the metrics like the smart people use at this point.
He's still good.
Yeah, he was an above average corner.
He still wants the other team's number one wide receiver, and he usually holds up pretty well against that guy.
And they brought in a player on the offensive side that they can move around a little bit, maybe be creative with. We'll have to wait and see how they utilize Jonnu Smith. But, I mean, they're getting two pretty good players who had pretty good seasons in 2024 and getting rid of a guy that they mostly wasted. I don't really throw it all on Minka Fitzpatrick, but the way that he was utilized just didn't really fit to how he's most productive. And I don't know how anybody can watch on any sort of film last year and not see that. They had a dude playing 30 yards off the football almost every snap.
Well, the next thing becomes, because Pickens is gone, now the biggest potential headache on the team is Ramsey. I mean, he pretty much got into it with Mike McDaniel and hated their nerdy coach and was like, I don't want to play for him anymore. So it was a situation really where the Dolphins, I think if...
He was never going to play for them.
He was not going to play for them again. Right. It's interesting, the conversation there, the reason why the Dolphins think they won the trade is because they think the draft pick swap was for Ramsey. And they feel like they traded Jonnu Smith for Minka. We say it was Minka for Ramsey. They're saying they were happy to just get the draft pick spot swap for Ramsey, and it was really they traded a tight end for Minka.
I actually think their telling of it is more accurate if they knew the player in Ramsey wasn't going to play there. I think that's how I would look at it, too. They're trading a tight end coming off his absolute apex season for a player that...
They seem to think if the Steelers had just called and said, we'll trade you a fourth-round pick for Jalen Ramsey, that the Dolphins would have made that deal. Which, if that's true, just for a second here, if that's true, why wouldn't the Steelers have just done that, Donnie? Like, just trade a fourth-round pick for Ramsey and have both. If it's all... To what we were talking about before, if it's about going all in,
wouldn't you rather have both? Two Hall of Fame track kind of players or ability level players in the same secondary.
So the only a couple of things would come to my mind there, and it was either they had some sort of meeting with Minka Fitzpatrick where they had clear philosophical differences and thought maybe we should move on here.
Okay.
Or Kabali came on with me yesterday and said the Steelers had seemingly zero intention to sign this guy to another deal, and they felt this was the right time to make a move like this.
I think it's the second one. I mean, I'm not ruling out that a conversation happened, and they're like, we don't exactly see eye to eye because Minka hinted at that all year.
Plus, that's why he wanted out of Miami the first time. He hated his
usage. I agree.
He's bullheaded with that.
Yes, but I just think that their real feelings behind closed doors was they just didn't think the guy was that good of a football player anymore. I think that's what it is.
Which is, again, more of a cut your losses situation. And also, if you think his play has slipped, and on the side, he is proud enough and cerebral enough to be calling out the way you're deploying him, and you might be deploying him because you don't think he can handle anything else, you wouldn't want him in the same secondary as Jalen Ramsey this year. You would feel like that's diminishing returns. You'd feel like that's actually addition by subtraction, getting rid of him.
It is going to be interesting with Ramsey because he is a ticking time bomb. There's a reason why he's on his fourth team.
You said that you claimed that he didn't like nerdy Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Isn't the total antithesis to Mike McDaniel Mike Tomlin?
Malsy, everybody starts out liking Mike Tomlin.
I am saying this tongue-in-cheek. I am not saying this sincerely as someone that's like, Mike gets the best out of everybody. My God, while you were on vacation last week, Donnie and I are playing clips of James Harrison saying, you know, the thing I liked most about Mike T was also the thing I hated the most about Mike T. He's a player's coach. It's bad and...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good.
First trip to the Steelers auction house in 15 minutes. Because July's here, and that means football's back. Training camp in Latrobe before you know it. First game is in July, the Hall of Fame game. Who's playing in it, Malzi?
Chargers and Lions.
Very good. Will you be watching all four quarters?
You should be asking, will I watch four plays?
Donnie, will you watch the whole game? Because I will.
I'll probably watch most of it, at least the first half.
Just like me.
Donnie, I mean, I mentioned it to Malzi earlier, and it's like I'm telling the guy the worst news he's ever heard in his life. Malzi, we have football this month. Yeah, I know.
Sounds like Eeyore.
Oh, okay. Don't be so excited.
It's the Hall of Fame game. Why do people don't do that for preseason?
Because we haven't watched it since February, Chris, and we love football.
Because the
hockey
offseason is like 4 weeks.
No, the thing I don't like is like the football nerds who are like, it's only 100 days till the first preseason game. Come on, relax. Go outside.
All right, we got
listen to the show, but go outside.
We got the seismic trade yesterday. We've got people cryptically tweeting things like, still more to come, more moves from the Steelers. And then obviously the TJ Watt part of this too. His contract stalemate. What Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday about teams being inclined now to reach out to the Steelers to try to trade for TJ Watt. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find a man who is rising to the top of our NFL insider power rankings. I think he was just left off the Mount Rushmore last time we did it.
We did leave him off.
But he was right there.
Well, we were ready to chisel his face, yeah, but we decided to go in a different direction.
And that would be Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, longtime Steelers insider before that. Hello, Jeremy.
What's up, guys?
Are you insulted by that you were just left off insider Mount Rushmore?
So this is insider Mount Rushmore?
NFL, like, yes. Newsbreaker Rushmore, yeah.
You're right there, Jeremy.
Yeah, there are a lot of good ones. It's all good.
Here we go, Jeremy.
I'll work my way up.
I was going to say, you got a lot of time left, though. You're very early in your career here. So,
Jeremy, hold on, though. Sometimes
for sure. I'm more fascinated by the 100 days conversation in regards to the football nerds. I totally agree. And I am in the minority. Every time I see those tweets about football's in like 2 weeks,
yes,
I get anxiety because my summer is like I'm just starting my summer. I'm just finishing some projects and things like that. And then after I do TV this week, I'll have like a week off, and that's it. And then it's like camp and football, and it's way too early.
Yeah, Jeremy, I mean,
I'm with you.
We might be getting the chisel out and taking a name off or a face off there and putting you on for that.
Well, that would be your personal one and not mine.
Just for the record, some people might react differently if they knew who the four were. We put Schefter on there. We put Rap Sheet on there.
Yeah.
We put Pelissero on there, and then Rossini.
Well, she had just come on with us, and her charm, she charmed us.
She was talking about Italian meals and you know, deli cold cuts.
It was very well done.
So she just snuck onto the list.
All right,
that's a big four.
So, Jeremy, you saw...
Do you have to ingratiate yourself to get in?
If you do a terrific interview today, it's going to help you.
Okay, I got it.
The Watt tweet from Schefter. So you obviously read it and saw it, and you talked to people about what's going on with Watt. So how would you spin it? How would you tell us the latest with what's going on there?
So I'll start with sort of the Steelers portion of things, just asking around. And from what I was told, the way it was couched to me is like, this is sort of the cost of doing business. We're working on it with TJ. They want to get a deal done. I still sense a little bit of optimism with Pittsburgh, not a ton, but like enough where they would like to get a deal done by the end of the summer. And even a couple of days ago, I was under the impression that, you know, once he gets his deal, he'll be the highest paid edge rusher, highest paid non-quarterback, all that fun stuff. So I don't sense that anything has gone wrong at this point. It's just that, you know, yesterday they decided to make more moves and sort of spend more money that was probably going his way. You know, in the case of Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey are now both on the books. So maybe that cuts into the bottom line a little bit. But, you know, when I checked around, I don't get the sense that the Steelers' plan has changed here. They still want to reach a deal with T.J. Watt. It's just these are uncomfortable and they have not made a lot of progress. So closer to camp, this should get crystallized a little bit. GMs I talked to, other teams I talked to, they do not expect him to be dealt. Like, this is not really, from people I've talked to, not really a thing high on their radar right now. Now, that doesn't mean that teams are not plotting and potentially going to make some sort of move here. It would take a lot. But we saw it with Myles Garrett a couple months ago. He requested a trade. A couple weeks later, he's got a deal. Like, sometimes that's the way these things go a little bit. It's got to get turbulent before it gets better.
Jeremy, what, if anything, are you hearing from people that are closer to Watt's side of this, his camp? Is it a similar cost of doing business? I mean, what are we hearing on that end of it? Because it does take two to tango at all times.
And what's the holdup on the Watt deal?
No, just like from Watt's perspective, like you said, from the Steelers, the team perspective, hey, cost of doing business, we're optimistic. But are you hearing anything from Watt's side of this, his camp, as to how they feel about it?
So, you know, I think it's more about the structure of it and the guarantees and the length. I mean, all that's always a factor. Those are the big ones. It's one of those things where any team can put a big number on a contract. But then, you know, you can say it's a $40 million a year deal or whatever it is, but then you're dressing it up and really the guarantees are bad or the structure's bad. Like, you know, he set a precedent a couple years back when he did that original extension where he got serious guarantees with a team that wasn't used to giving those out. Like, he sort of broke them a little bit. And so now he's got a one-up that. I think he expects the same treatment, you know, so... I have a hard time believing that the Steelers won't find a sweet spot on that. Omar Khan's been aggressive with what he wants to do on a very smaller scale, but you saw with Cam Hayward, there was a lot of haggling over his contract. You know, that took a long while. They started really low, and then they eventually came to a sweet spot. That's far less money than what Watt's dealing with right now, but it's one of the things where Omar Khan will negotiate aggressively, but he does ultimately want to reach a deal that wins for both sides.
Jeremy, are
so,
you under the impression
because of that,
sorry, are you under the impression that the guaranteed money needs to be more than Myles Garrett's?
Yes. That is my sense. Don't hold me to that, but that is certainly my sense. If I had to look back at the deal, Myles Garrett's deal was a classic win-win, I thought, for both sides because Myles got what he wanted. But the Browns also had some escape hatches in that deal. It was not ironclad in that it was fully guaranteed, or the percentage wasn't outrageous. Where, you know, T.J. Watt got a really strong percentage on his last deal, plus the way the market's going. Now, he is 30 years old, so the Steelers can hold that against him a little bit. The whole defense didn't play well at the end of the year. I do think that included Watt. So, you know, they're going to have to find that middle ground. But the guarantees are looming large here, I would say. That is a big part of this.
Jeremy, in the we now know with what happened yesterday, you can't just say it's never going to happen with the Steelers because something seismic could come down the pike at any time. So if for some reason team and player are still very much at loggerheads, are you getting any sense from people around the league as to what it would take to actually get TJ Watt from the Steelers to another team in terms of a trade return, the perceived value of him in a trade as far as picks would go, or maybe another somehow a player-for-player swap, as unlikely as that would seem?
Yeah, the way it was explained to me when I kind of talked to some teams yesterday about this, trying to sort of figure out this puzzle, and again, it is a lot of hypothetical when these teams talk about it, but they figured Myles Garrett, when he was quasi-available, was worth probably two first-round picks, or maybe it's like a first and then some sort of package, like a good day two pick. Watt's probably really close to that in value. Myles has a slight edge. He's considered the superior pass rusher, at least right now, and maybe age is a part of that, but he is sort of number one and Watt's two. So you go a sliding scale, maybe you do the first round pick and then like a lesser of a day two pick or a package, but it would have to equal at least 90% of whatever Garrett would have garnered in a trade. So again, all of this is 30,000 feet from the sky, you know, just sort of hypothetical, but it would require a lot. Now I will say trade packages have been suppressed a little bit. Like teams got sick of giving up a bunch of draft capital and paying a guy these obscene numbers that we're seeing with the ballooning salary cap. That's probably why Trey Hendrickson didn't get traded. The Bengals wanted a first-round pick. I think a team would be willing to do that for just the player on a reasonable contract, but when you have to pay him too, it's a major issue. So I don't think these packages are what people think, like, oh, wow, Deshaun Watson, the Browns gave up three first-round picks for him. Like, you're just not going to see that kind of deal in this climate. So It would have to be a first-round pick because of the caliber of player, but I think you could get creative, and it wouldn't be like a deal-breaker. And that's another reason why Pittsburgh's probably just not going to do it, because they wouldn't – it would take an enormous amount to move off of a player like that, and I just don't think a team would be prepared to do that knowing what they have to pay him.
Jeremy, how about what might be next for the Steelers if not a Watt deal? There's still a hole at number two wide receiver. There's also possibly now a hole at safety with Minka going to Miami. So what do you think makes the most sense for them?
Yeah, so I think free agency is a real option for them at some point. But I checked in today. There's nothing firm and fast on the radar. Like, they're not hot on anything right now. But I think I tweeted yesterday they might not be done. I was referring to Gabe Davis because they had a good visit with him a couple weeks ago. He liked his visit a lot. I don't think he's quite healthy yet because he had that knee meniscus issue from last year. So he's probably more of a training camp conversation. But he's a guy you can get on the minimum because he's already getting paid by Jacksonville. I think it's $12 million. Mm-hmm. So that's a value pick. But the Saints are still an option for him, a couple others, Giants. So, you know, you can go the number two receiver route. Jonnu Smith does solve some of that. I know they're really, really excited about his yards after catch ability. Like, that was a big boon for the team. And other than that, Jalen Ramsey, they do look at him as a chess piece that can play a little safety, that can play inside. I think you're going to see a lot of nickel slot cornerback, which is kind of like safety now, like it's all interchangeable. So you lose Minka, yes, you lose a safety, but Ramsey can satisfy at least some of that. You're going to see Joey Porter, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay on the field a ton, a lot with Deshaun Elliott. So then do you need a fifth guy? Not always, but sometimes. So Juan Thornhill will be the guy right now, I think. But there are free agents out there, Julian Blackman, Justin Simmons. You know, there's some teams in the mix for both of those guys. So I don't know if they would be ideal fits, but I think they'll look at some of those options.
Jeremy, I'll just ask you, I was going to ask you about Simmons, but you just brought him up there. Just as far as wide receivers go, I just continue to be perplexed by the lack of any interest on the Steelers' part in even talking to Amari Cooper. What, if anything, are you hearing about why they seem to be completely uninterested in his services? And can you give us any background maybe? Did this guy suddenly stop being able to run in this offseason and therefore is not a viable receiver anymore?
Well, there are complications with all like accomplished players, I would say, that reach kind of that 30-year-old threshold, or they've done well in the league, but like they're only going to take a deal with so few dollars. Like, they have a threshold for what they'd step on the field for, and usually that's not a bargain, you know?
Yeah.
So that is an issue. So you're weighing the money versus what that player can still do. It is a case-by-case basis. I think Amari Cooper still has good football left. I know his last year, some teams were worried about the play a little bit. And so if you're the Steelers, you probably look at Jalen Ramsey and say, oh, he's 30, but he's still got juice and still has burst and explosion. In fact, I know that. So where Cooper, I think he still does, but teams vary on opinion on that. I have heard some whispers that, like, you know, the money that he would normally want might not be there for him based on how he played last year and the age. So, you know, Keenan Allen, I think he wants to be more on the West Coast. That's been my sense. So I think he's going to wait the situation out and see what develops there. Maybe go to an NFC or AFC West team, one of those type of options. So, you know, we'll see. There's some others out there, but it will probably be more of a training camp conversation. That usually stirs conversation because that's when these guys have the most leverage and teams get to camp and realize, we don't love what we have, or early practices, some guy doesn't show out that they thought would be better. And, you know, I hate to bang the Roman Wilson drum, but I do keep hearing, like, they've been very happy with where he's at, not only from a off-season performance standpoint and a confidence standpoint, but he put on muscle. Like, they say he looks like a completely different guy. So I am buying that right now based on what I've heard.
Jeremy, why did the Steelers, with the trade, why did they send Minka to the Dolphins instead of another draft pick? I had heard that the Dolphins would have almost preferred that, that they were looking for picks. So why did the Steelers feel like the best thing here was to, I guess dump is almost the right word, like, let's get rid of this contract in this trade?
Well, I think the Steelers probably had to because of the money involved and tied to Ramsey. I mean, the Dolphins are only paying $3 million of his money. I believe he was owed $24 million this year. It sounds like the Steelers actually put a little bit on that to satisfy Ramsey. So that's a big chunk right there. So Minka's $15 million in cash or whatever it was. I think it was $15.5 million. You know, they had to get off the books for that reason. And they weren't real happy with the lack of splash plays the last few years. They loved the guy and the player, but the production just wasn't there. So, you know, from Miami's standpoint, I do know Miami's been in cost-saving mode. Like, they did not want to pay much or any of Ramsey's salary. Like, they were pretty dug in on that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think a deal would have gotten done earlier. So because of that, it was hard to get a good draft pick. So they kind of put this on themselves a little bit. They almost had to take on Minka to sort of offset it. So their logic is, we can get Minka for $15 million. We can get Ramsey off the books. And then we can go sign a free agent like a Rasul Douglas or one of those type guys at cornerback, a veteran to help. And then you're paying, you get two players for the price of one, or two players and less money than Ramsey would have owed. So it's all a money game. But because I think that's the reason, to your point, why there wasn't a premium draft pick involved that Miami could get. It's a sliding scale. If Miami was willing to pay half of Ramsey's salary, I think they would have gotten maybe a third or fourth round pick potentially.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, all over all the Steelers' moves and possible moves with T.J. Watt. Jeremy, thank you so much. You're now third on my Mount Rushmore. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, as long as I'm climbing, how'd I do? That's what I was wondering.
Oh,
I gave it a 9.6.
I might be getting the dynamite out, and we might be knocking one of those faces off, Jeremy.
See you later, Pellicero. Goodbye. See you, Jeremy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Oh.
At 3:37... it's time for the first edition of Steelers Auction House. Time brought to you by Gina G and Petra of RE/MAX Select Realty. We've got three items up for the inaugural auction house.
Oh, God. The smile on your face has me very upset already.
No, one of them is Jonnu Smith related, and I just think that's a good time to remind people to go check out the latest episode of Breaking Bread, brought to you by Salonis. Donnie sits down with Pat Freiermuth, available at 93.7 The Fan's YouTube page, and the YouTube page has been plenty busy today, reacting to the trade and other things.
Oh, my God.
Like, what would Starkey
ever?
Stoned sound like if he hosted a show high on peyote or something like that?
They have this one from Andrew, who's advising another Andrew and saying, Pony, as you anxiously gnaw away on that poor pen, some advice. Relax. Take a deep breath. You are a ball of built-up stress. Relax, man. It's July. It's all good, brother.
Thank you.
You do a number on pens nobody I have ever seen.
Cook was the same way. I think I got it from him.
You don't remember doing it before working with Ron? His lasting gift to you.
It was a nervous tick I got from him.
Ron had a lot of them. He'd pace the hallways when he was trying to write his columns.
He would cry at the end of interviews.
He cried?
Yeah, if like a Roethlisberger interview went well, which was in his mind every week.
Wait. Time out. He
wouldn't sob, but you could hear his voice breaking up, and there would occasionally be a tear that went down his face.
Pony needs a hybrid gummy, but Mueller needs a sativa. That's my recommendation for today. So apparently I am very Eeyore low energy. All right, fair enough. Let's do it.
All right, Donnie, we're going to start with Jonnu Smith catches in 2025. I will open the bidding with 20.
25.
30.
31.
32.
33.
34.
35.
36.
37.
Oh. 37 to Don. I'll go 38.
I'll go 39.
40.
41.
42.
43.
The boys are stressing about this one. The boys are stressing about this one.
43 catches, Jonnu Smith, after he set records with the Dolphins last year, to Big Don, going once, going twice. I'll go 44.
45.
Oh, boy. I think you might have fallen into his trap.
I'll go 46.
Maybe not. I feel like I'm one of the other auction house participants who just gasped when somebody put up their little
Jonnu Smith, 46 catches, 2025 Steelers to me. Going once.
47.
47 to Big Don. Jonnu Smith, 47 catches, Pittsburgh Steelers offense, 2025, to Donnie.
Man.
Going once, going twice, sold you, bottom.
47, he needs 48, man. Donnie,
What did he have in Atlanta with Arthur Smith?
So, I mean, I was looking at that. I figured you guys were. He had 50, and I understand he was playing on a team in 2023 that had Drake London.
Kyle Pitts.
They didn't yet have, did they? No, Bijan was a rookie. Yeah. That would have been Bijan's
rookie year.
Yeah, it was his rookie year. And he still got 50. So I was trying to do that math, though. The Steelers, we know, still want to pass the ball.
The last 2 years are his career highest in catches.
I was just looking, and I thought the right answer was somewhere between 40 and 45, and so I had no tolerance for it going past 45.
Holy bleep. He was targeted 111 times last year in Miami.
Right. He catches...
That is a ton. That's more than Pickens was targeted here. I know George missed games.
For his career, he's caught 71% of his targets. So
I give him credit, though. I mean, the guy was...
Could do simple math here on whether he'll get there this year.
He got a chance last year. He made the most of it, and he pocketed $12 million in the deal by getting the extension from the Steelers.
Donnie's living really well with auction houses in general. The Pirates just rose up from the dead and absolutely... pushed him over.
I was running around like Starkey with one finger up in the air.
You might as well have. That was one of the most shocking.
What did he have?
He needed, so he had the one we did when you were out. It was their June
win total.
Of course
he wins the one when I was out.
But it was a good one. Remember, you co-signed it and said it was a perfectly valid one. And he and I were looking at it going, oh man, if they lose the last game of this Brewer series, Donnie, you are
in big
trouble.
I think out of the final four games in June, I needed them to split.
To push, though, I think.
Yeah.
And he
and
got
those
all
boys
four.
Just went 4-0, baby.
Man.
Donnie Ball.
Unbelievable.
All right, here's the next one. Steelers total team interceptions, not thrown by Aaron Rodgers and quarterbacks, interceptions as a defense in 2025. I'll start. I'll go 1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
What are we doing here?
7 to me, going once.
8.
9.
This is an interesting, hold on, this is an interesting little move that he's making here, Donnie. He is trying to get this number, and he's going to say it so quick because he's got a very definitive deadline in his head.
9 10. To me. 11.
12.
13.
Mm-hmm. 14.
15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
15 Steelers team interceptions.
16.
17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
17 Steelers team interceptions in 2025. Going once, going twice, sold you bottom.
Pretty sure that's the exact number they had last
year. Sure is. Sure is. And he knows this already. So we've got to maybe look it up on the fly, Don. But he had these numbers picked.
You want to know something? I honestly did not.
The logic that was the number they had?
The logic I was using was, all right, an interception a game. And I got to get one more, obviously, 17 to push, 18 wins. I'm comfortable with that.
So they had at least one game where they didn't have any interceptions because Bishop had two off of Rodgers.
They had 9 picks from 2 guys. And their leader is...
And one of them
they
couldn't get rid of. Yeah, Dante Jackson. All right, off of Jeremy Fowler, the guy looks bigger and better than ever. Roman Wilson receiving yards in 2025.
Oh,
boy. Let the bidding begin.
I'll start it at 1.
I'll go 100.
110.
111.
Is that going to be the gimmick here now? Is that going to be the bit?
125.
I will say 175.
I'll go 200.
Oh, God. We're already getting into very uncomfortable
202.
Territory. 210.
225.
260.
265.
I feel like he's either trying to rope a dope us or there's a real pain tolerance here, a real pain threshold, Don. 266.
267.
Mm-hmm.
269. 270. 270 receiving yards from Roman Wilson in 2020. Oh, boy.
Listen to Don.
I'll go 305.
Oh, boy.
I'll go 305 from Roman, who had a robust 0 in 2024. Going once, going twice, sold. 305 to me.
How do you feel about it? I don't think you don't seem like you...
Van Jefferson at 276. I squeeze out a few more?
Hold on, but people are... I have asked people, I've said this was one of the questions du jour last week for all Steelers guests. Is the person who's going to have the second most yards as a wide receiver already on this roster? Like, if you assume Metcalf has the most?
Let me guess, yes.
And most people said yes. They didn't say Roman Wilson. They said little Calvin Austin.
Mm.
So hold on here. Here are the mouths that might have to be fed in the passing game, or definitely have to be fed before we get to Roman Wilson for sure.
Metcalf,
Freiermuth, Janu.
Yep.
Austin probably.
And
Caleb Johnson or
Warren.
Like, or yeah. Warren. Is option six in the Steelers passing game getting 306 yards?
Yeah, because I think they're going to throw for more yards as a team this year with
Did you see what Rodgers' passing yardage total was?
I did not.
One of the Vegas ones, I was on a hit in Milwaukee, and they wanted to ask me about it, of all places. I was on Mason Crosby's show, but for the second straight time on appearing on that show, Mason Crosby
when
wasn't
Mason
working.
Crosby isn't there, they call Malsy.
Pretty much.
Isn't that great?
Pretty much. He has like the Starkey golf schedule.
The B team. I was on in Philly today Douglas, by the way.
Hold on. It was 3,200 was like Rodgers over on
the pass yards.
Oh, my
God. That's so low.
But they must assume injury.
I was on with Hugh Douglas today in Philly, and I started the interview. They were so pissed. I said, hey, Hugh, weren't you on that Eagles team that lost to the Steelers 30-7 in 2004?
I was 04, and it was 27-3.
Whatever I said.
I remember Hines Ward
27-3.
Jumping through their defense.
Two touchdowns.
Doing the bird flap.
He had that reverse touchdown in that game.
Yes, he did.
What a time it was. And these poor young chaps in here.
Donnie. Yeah. I was living high off the hog at Penn State. All my roommates were like Jets and Giants fans because they're from Long Island, and they were all dapping me up when they beat the Eagles because they hated the Eagles so much. Had they had two better regular season wins in a row than throttling New England for once at home and then beating up on the Eagles?
In the regular season, no.
Regular season, I do not think that's matched.
Tony, you should know this. Wasn't that the first time a team had ever beaten back-to-back unbeatens that
late
in the year?
Yeah.
Then those two teams went to the Super Bowl.
God, and they plastered.
Well, that's
when
Hugh came back to me and said, "How did the AFC Championship game go?" And I said, "How did the Super Bowl go for you guys?"
Is the game ender for him? At least I was playing in the game, making millions of dollars.
Probably.
Surprised you didn't pull Spygate out of that one.
What do you mean?
No, that would have taken Hugh's side though,
because he played for Philly.
He would have.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, when he said AFC Championship game.
Oh. They were diving into their bag of tricks.
But if Pony had done that, then Hugh could have said, well, we only lost to them because of Spygate.
Which I would have. I should have brought up McNabb puking.
You should have said it was Spygate, and then said, and if he had said, well, that's the only reason we lost, said, oh, no, you guys got beat fair.
By the way, pour yourself a big glass of scotch because Connor Dewars is back with the Penguins, baby. Connor Dewar.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yep, 1 year deal to remain with the Pens. They are going to suck.
They're going to be stinky.
And that's good.
Well, my brother-in-law's opinion is, after we were, he heard us, giving him kind of a hard time for having little opinions. Big day for the Pens. Really gunning for the number one overall pick.
Yeah, they should be.
They are going to be so bleep. That was the last thing he said to me.
The kid's going to play at Penn State, right? Isn't that the hot rumor? The McKenna kid? That's what I heard.
Penn State?
Yes.
What?
That's the rumor. That he's going to play at Penn State this year.
I haven't heard that.
Donnie, have you heard that? I know you traffic in these circles.
Oh, I'm all about it. I mean, I could bring it up with Charlie tomorrow.
Pony, do you know where Gavin McKenna is from? What territory? What
I'm going to say he's from Hamilton, Ontario.
He is from Whitehorse, Yukon territory.
Mm. Wow. You don't hear about the Yukon.
No, you don't.
Yukon Cornelius.
Types.
No, he is from Whitehorse.
There are only three teams with worse Stanley Cup odds than the Penguins right now in the entire league. The Blackhawks,
one of them.
The Sharks and the Ducks. That's it. They have the worst in the entire Eastern Conference.
I guess it's actually, I'm seeing stuff like Gavin McKenna and Michigan's, and it's Penn State and Michigan State.
Yeah, he might play.
I'm just
Penn
seeing
State.
So Mike Prezuta's probably just sitting there somewhere, like banging the table, hoping he ends up with Sparty.
And Eric Hagman is taking another table and banging it for Penn State.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.